The Yankees have lost four straight. They take on the Indians in Cleveland. Joe Girardi's offense has been slumping lately, but one thing that never slumps is defense. We go bottom six.
Popped up, shallow center, going to be a tough play, and Ellsbury makes the play. And Lindor goes back to first. Ellsbury with a nice play to take away a hit.
The 0-1 swung on, a high fly to right. Drifting back, Guyer is on the track near the wall. She's gone. Oh, that Headley is deadly.
High fly ball, deep left. Going back, Gardner. He's on the track. He's at the wall. Leaps, and he makes the play. What a play by Gardner. A very tough batter, Edwin Encarnacion. And the pitch. Fly ball, shallow right. That is going to be caught by a diving Torres. Another beautiful defensive play. One out to go. Here is Carlos Santana.
The pitch is strike three called. Ball game over. Yankees win. Yankees win!
Yankees edge the Indians 2-1, snapping a four-game skid. A tough luck no decision for Danny Salazar. He strikes out a career-high 12 through 7 innings. A no decision as well for Jordan Montgomery, but his 7 strikeouts on the night, more than he had in any of his 6 July starts. The Yankees' offense had been slumping mightily during their four-game skid. Not a lot of offense Saturday night, but it was enough to snap that skid as they edged the Indians 2-1 at Progressive Field. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
I mean, it's nice. You know, the Indians are really good for a lot of different reasons, but they're going to put tough at-bats on you the whole night. And they put them on Chappie, and, you know, they saw plenty of Chappie last year. He did a tremendous job, a very nice play by Gardner, a nice play by Torres, and there were some other good plays during the course of that game where defensively we played really well and we pitched really well.
Which of those two balls in the ninth inning kind of maybe concern you more, the one that Ramirez hit or the one that Santana?
Well, I think any time you see one going like the one Ramirez hit, you're not sure if it's going to get off the wall, and if it gets off that high wall, that's trouble.
Joe, you mentioned the pitching. Could you have asked for much more from Jordan Montgomery?
No, I mean, he was really, really good tonight, and I actually thought his stuff got better as he went along, which is, you know, always a good sign. You know, it was a tough call to pull him, but, I mean, this is how we're built. I mean, I had Robbie fresh, I had Dellen fresh, and I had Chappie fresh, and we made a decision, but, I mean, he was brilliant.
So it wasn't related to any kind of innings?
Nope.
Joe, knowing how good the back end of your bullpen is that still difficult, knowing he had retired 9 straight and as you said, was getting better?
Yeah, but I think you have to look at how we're built. And it's the reason we made the trade, because of the outstanding work of what we feel we can get from our bullpen. They're fresh. You know, he's thrown 5 innings. He's going through the lineup, you know, again. He's at the top of the order. But, again, I felt really good about the way he pitched, but it's making a decision based on how we're built.
Joe, what's your confidence level on Chapman right now when you come in the game?
Really good. Really, really good.
How come?
I mean, he's been pretty good lately, hasn't he? I mean, really good.
Will Montgomery make a nice start? Or is that
yeah, I mean, we haven't made any decisions. You know, obviously, we talk about things as an organization, and it's 5 minutes after the game.
But it will be a 5-man rotation next time, third.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of our plan, because we have a day off, and you don't want these guys going too long.
Any more about Holiday?
He had treatment today. We're probably going to DL him. Some things we got to talk about after the game as well. What we do.
What kind of boost has Chase been since the All-Star break?
Big, and it's before that too. Yeah, I mean, he swung the bat really well, and you know, we faced another very, very good starter, and he was tough on us. But you know, huge hit by Chase, and he's been big for us.
Joe, do you feel things tighten up at all? With, I mean, you know, the Red Sox are playing well; they've been winning a lot. You're looking at the deficit a little bit. Does this game start to feel a little more?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's important. I mean, we still have a long ways to go. I mean, we went a 10-day period where I think we started like 3 or 3.5 out, and we ended up on top. And it, I mean, you know, the big thing is we need to start winning. That's the big thing. And I think that's a big win for us tonight.
Joey, if Holiday does go on the DL, who would be the people you consider for DH?
Day by day. You know, maybe an outfielder could use a day off, and I'll do use him as a DH. You know, maybe Gary, I could use Gary. You know, if he could use a day off behind the plate, I mean, there's a lot of different things I could do.
Do you think you'll get Gary behind the plate tomorrow?
Yeah, my plan is, yeah.
Chase Headley belted a tie-breaking solo shot in the top of the eighth off Zach McAllister, and that would stand up as the difference in the Yankees' 2-1 win against the Indians, snapping the Bombers' four-game skid. Headley spoke to the media following the game.
Great defense, huge plays. You know, if the ball is staying in the park and Gardy can get to it, he's going to catch it. And Toe's been the same way, so two huge plays defensively for us.
After the way this series started out defensively, how much emphasis has there been on tightening things up defensively?
Well, I mean, obviously when you're not swinging the bats great, there's not a lot of margin for error. So we know that we're better than that. We got to play cleaner than that. And, you know, there's not a whole lot that you need to say. We know we got to do better than that.
Is there a sense of relief that you guys are walking out of here with the win, with the opportunity to split the series tomorrow?
No question. Obviously didn't start the series the way that we'd hoped to, and you know, their starting pitching has been really, really good this series. So we've had a battle, but you know, hopefully we can come out tomorrow and win and you know, get out of here.
Maybe not as smooth as you would have liked it in the ninth inning, but when you hit that home run in the eighth, do you feel like you have that bullpen, that that's enough, it'll get the job done?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with our bullpen in a close game, we got the advantage in every single game, and they got a great bullpen, but we really like our guys, and obviously when we take the lead late, we feel like we're going to win the game.
In addition to a productive night at the plate, Brett Gardner made an outstanding play in the field in the bottom of the ninth, robbing Jose Ramirez at the wall, eventually helping Aroldis Chapman nail down a 2-1 win against the Indians Saturday night. Gardner spoke to the media following the game.
You know, when he hit it, I wasn't sure. I knew it was pretty high. I knew it was going to be really close to being a catchable ball. I just wasn't sure if it was going to land on the track or be halfway up the wall, but you know, it's a ball that Judge probably catches without having to jump, but you know, fortunate that it wasn't hit 6 inches higher, because could be a different result in the game. Good game for us though.
How much of a game changer did you think that play was?
Well, I mean, there's no way to know what happens if I'm not able to catch it, but you know, Torres made a big play right after that. Chase Headley with a big swing of the bat in the top of the eighth to put us ahead. I thought our bullpen did a great job. I thought Monty pitched well, and it was a big win for us today.
Brett, how are you kind of approaching that ball as you near the wall? Are you looking back to the wall, or are you passing the ball the entire time?
No, I'm just thinking about trying to catch it. I mean, it's not a situation where you can really afford to back off and play it off the wall. So, you know, do what I can to try and catch it and hope it works out, and it did.
The Yankees send Luis Severino to the mound on Sunday for the series finale. He'll be opposed by Carlos Carrasco.